Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. My name is Jamie Coleman, and today I'm here to talk to you about some simple tweaks you can do to get the most out of your JVM. So again, my name is Jamie Coleman. I'm a developer advocate for IBM, and I generally specialize in container technologies and microservices, all based around Java. So let's get started. So what we're going to be looking at today, we're going to be looking at why the JVM is important for Java developers, how the cloud has changed generally the characteristics of today's JVMs, and then we're going to look at some of the most popular JVMs and give some comparisons. Then I'm going to move on to how you can pick the right runtime for your JVM, because having the best JVM in the world doesn't mean anything if you have a runtime that's not utilizing those characteristics. Then we're going to get onto the part where we actually talk about tweaking your JVM, which is kind of the main point of this presentation. I'm going to talk a little bit about OpenJ9 and what class cache sharing is, and hopefully provide you with a small demo today. I'll talk briefly about what OpenJ9 idle tuning is, the OpenJ9 JIT server, and a new technology which could really revolutionize how JVMs work. And then finally onto a small recap at the end. So, why is the JVM important? Well, without it, as Java developers wouldn't have anywhere to run our application code. So what is a JVM? It's a virtual machine, and it's basically responsible for taking your application's bytecode and converting it into a language that the machine understands, so machine language here. Most other languages compile specifically for a specific system, but the whole point of Java is the compiler converts the code for the Java virtual machine that can be used anywhere, hence the phrase, write once, run anywhere. So, why do people use JVMs? Well, JVMs are great because you have cross-platform support. So again, like I mentioned, it will run anywhere. A massively large ecosystem library. I mean, Java's been around for a while. So there is loads and loads of different libraries you can utilize. It has one of the best garbage collectors out there for different programming languages. It's got really powerful monitoring tools, and it is proven and robust. Okay, so I'm not going to go too much into detail here about what a JVM, how it works, but this is kind of the architecture of a JVM. So you kind of have your class loader subsystem on the top, then you kind of move down to the runtime data area, and then you've kind of got your execution area. So what do those different things do? So the class loader subsystem, so the loading part of that loads classes